439er 775. Go ahead.
439er out here, TJ.
Four 439er, I can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey Troy, how's your afternoon going, bud?
Not too bad, not too bad. Just trying to get some of these engines built for an install. How you doing today?
You know, taking care of business, doing what we do. So I'm not too shabby, actually, not too bad. Any status at all on the engine?
Well, I gave all that information to Jeff, and I think we got to get him in the loop here because he hasn't got back to me on the piston size, what's available. But I did run a ball hone through it to kind of take a look at the bore now to see how it was. I don't know if you wanted to, because he was under the impression that you wanted to just hone this thing and put it back together. But I think we should probably get him involved and find out, you know, what the status on parts are and what you guys want to do.
Yeah, A firm on that. You know, I don't want to do a half-ass job, but I don't want to do, like, back, you know, 100%, whatever, you know. But if we could get away with, you know, ball hoarding it out and that it, you know, won't have any blow-by, I'd be good with that. But, you know, Troy, I'm leaving it up to you. So just, you know, give Jeff a little holler. You know what they say, the bearing that makes the noise usually gets oiled, you know. But
yeah, I was thinking maybe, I think maybe we could, I mean, it's 30 now. If we hone it to 10 over, I think it would look a lot better. But, I mean, it's got a little bit of rough bore where that piston that you had to, you know, kind of tap out. It looks like the top blew off, number 3, I think.
Yeah, A firm on that. Yeah, that piston was frozen in there pretty good. But the other one just slid right out. You know, that's the one that got water in it. So, yeah, just let me know, Troy. That's all. I'll take too much of your time out here. But, yeah, talk to Jeff about it. See where you guys come up with maybe something in between or something, whatever.
Yeah, he's not here today, but I'll talk to him in the morning about it. Maybe have him give you a call or something and see what, you know, you want to do. I mean, because I'm not sure, because he was under the impression that you wanted to do something different than the whole net to size. So I'll talk to him in the morning and find out, you know, what's going on.
Yeah, I know Jeff owns a place and stuff like that, but you're the machinist, you know, so I'd rather go on your side and, you know, see what you recommend, you know. I know if you ball hone it and it's, you know, if it's got some problems in there, it's a big pit, we could have some issues. But anyway, yeah, talk to Jeff and have him give me a, you know, a landline and I'll chat with him and see where we're at. So have a good day, Troy. Good hearing from you. Nice that we could chat on the radio here a little bit, and gonna be trying to get through from the front desk to the back. I like it a lot. So have a good day there, Troy. 775. This is WRMS 439er.
Sounds good, 439er. You have a wonderful day, and we'll get something figured out tomorrow when I talk to Jeff. And anyways, this is WRPA 775 monitoring.
Four 439er 240.
Hey Gary, there you are. What are you doing over here on 725, my friend?
I'm in GP, just about Rogue College, and was just eavesdropping on your conversation.
Yeah, I love it. That's cool, man. Going down the road. And I'm talking out of here in CJ, and we got a good repeater signal, and I think it's awesome. Gary, how'd your day go, man?
Pretty good. Made all my appointments. The doctor gave me an A+, flying SOB. By the way, your signal is really strong on North Valley right now.
That makes me happy. Thanks for those flowers, man. I'll tell you what, dude. It's kind of hard to get to this point, but the propagation looks like it's great today. Thank you, Gary.
Catch you later, Dave. WQWB 240 on the side.
Yeah, A-firm on that there, Sparky. Catch you later. 73, see ya. Hey, 746 or Roger, you got yours on out there?